what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Wow, we fight every day right here on the MG Show, right here on the MG Show with my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady.
Wow, thank you so much. What a great introduction. What a wonderful group of patriots we have here, and what an amazing show that we had yesterday with Dom Luker. You guys, if you missed that, I want to encourage you to check it out. A wonderful, great, amazing patriot joined us yesterday, and man, I'm telling you, there is a sense in the air of winning right now that I cannot explain to you, everybody. I understand that things are crazy and they look nuts from the outside, but the reality of the situation is you are getting so much information right now. It's like a fire hose, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. What happens when a caged animal is backed into a corner? They attack. And boy, oh boy, are they backed into a corner. And boy, oh boy, are they attacking.
They absolutely are. And especially with this whole Ron DeSantis thing and everything that's going on with Fox News, like the Republican Party are literally currently in the process of destroying themselves.
Wow. Let's see. I'm trying to make sure I get that over here. All right. Okay. Okay. So you got the January 6th protesters who raked in thousands of donation dollars. The DOJ is coming for their funds. You've got communism being stuffed down your throat. Just in time for National Pride Month. Whew. We're going to talk about why they're doing this, Shady Groove. We're going to talk about why they're doing this. And, you know, we called it, you know, my friend called it, you know, this is communism. We're going to show you how this communism is actually, they're throwing it to you so you destroy your own country. It's very amazing what's happening right now. And they have to do it in order to get funding. You know, it's where this is what they do, Shady Groove. They screw you over. They make you like they throw it in your face. You make a choice and then people lose their jobs. And then you have a rich class and a poor class. I mean, it's happening, guys. We're going to go over that today right here on the show. But before we get started, boy, I tell you, you got to get your Field of Greens on. Fieldofgreens.com. Use that code MG Show. Guys, it's amazing. It's real. It's organic. It's a superfood. And here it is right here. I love it. Take it every day. 5-6 servings of vegetables every day. They love you. They love the MG Show listeners. I know a lot of you guys were getting a lot of great comments every time, you know, he hears a bell, another MG Show. So we know that you are doing it. You are getting out there. You're taking your fruits and veggies, your recommended fruits and veggies every day with the best out there. I mean, this is the best out there. So get it today. MG Show is the code on fieldofgreens.com. If your doctor says, hey, keep doing what you're doing, you know, that's what he's going to say, because you're going to get out. You're going to walk your dog. You're going to get out. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to do some workouts. You're going to get up and get motivated, because we need you healthy in this fight.
We need you to get up and out and talk to other people as well. We need people to realize that life is not about social media. They want you stuck in Facebook. They want you stuck in Twitter. They want you stuck in Instagram and not exploring the world outside of those platforms is actually completely different. Go outside, talk to people, use your energy, use your red pilling skills, use Field of Greens to give you energy to red pill.
That's right. Fieldofgreens.com. Use that code MGSHOW, and we'll be right back right after this beautiful boom footage. Yeti.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
And welcome back to the MG Show where, you know, we got to get a little mad, guys, sometimes.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TV or some local newscast. Today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So I want you to get up now.
Yeah.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now Sit up. Go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
So I love that saying. Thank you, Sandy Star White. Apparently, we're not showing up on Rumble, so we only have 885 people watching. I had to send my link to Mama Matrix because she couldn't find the show either. Isn't that great, Shady? Welcome back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like more censorship, even on the platforms that claim they don't censor. Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But we are on Brighteon.tv, Brighteon.tv. We love you guys. And Red State Talk Radio, please feel free to use your spine device and say tune in to Red State Talk Radio if you're on the fly. And this show is archived right here on Rumble.com/MG Show with our Rumbleites, Rumblers, Rumble-atriots, Rumble-triots.
Rumble-wire.
You guys are awesome. Rumble-aya? I like it. And, you know, you guys are awesome. And, you know, we wouldn't be here. Cheesehead said, I found you easy on Rumble today. Where I'm at said, yes, you are. I just got here. Rumble notification. I got, I just got, okay, that's Salty good. Got a Rumble notification. Carlos, thank you. The app sucks, says P83. My Rumble app won't let me comment now. MAGACAG, I saw your comment, so apparently it does let you comment. We love you, brother. I'm watching you on Rumble. Hey, lady, it's only fake news that you would wake up to the masses, right? I mean, my God, we've got so much going on. We had a great show with Dom Luker, as you mentioned earlier, Shady Groove. And tomorrow we've got a special guest as well. We've got a whistleblower, a border whistleblower about human child trafficking. Shady, what's her name?
Her name is Tara Rodas, and she was testifying before the House Committee on the Child Trafficking and the Border Situation about a month ago or so, whenever the Swalwell incident with your tweet. She was there that day.
Oh, wow. That, you know, that'll be a good one. Mrs. Me Audrey says Rumblettes, Rumble Ranters, and our Red Castles, too. Dom was awesome, says Pecan Pub. If you didn't see it, go to rumble.com/MG Show for the full 2 hours of Dom. He stayed with us through both hours, Shady Groove, and held himself very well.
And I'm telling you, the feedback that we got was amazing on the comments on the video and also on Twitter yesterday. Lots and lots of people very, very excited to not only see him on the show, but to see him and get introduced to him and his content in the way that he's helping the country. You know, I mean, it's very interesting, similar to Trapped, you know, like these people that have big audiences and they're standing up and they're getting in the way and they're helping Donald Trump. And then all of a sudden the establishment's coming at them from every angle. It's just, you know, par for the course, I guess.
Yeah, and we've got so much going on. You know, we've got Representative Greg Stube from Florida was on Triggered with Don Jr. The other day. And apparently, well, let's listen to Greg Stube right here, Shady Groove. Check it out.
Leaders shouldn't operate that way. You need a team of strong people beside you and alongside of you to accomplish whatever goals it is that you've set out on the principles that you have. And that's just not what you see in Governor DeSantis. The decision was easy for me. What was interesting was the timing. All of a sudden, there was this endorsement for Trump and this endorsement for Trump and another congressman for Trump. And suddenly the DeSantis team started going in panic mode and started contacting members like myself. And I've never heard from any of these people. Like I had never heard from his campaign guy. And suddenly after 5 years of being in Congress and him being governor, suddenly you're getting this phone call from a guy. And it's like, oh, now after 5 years, you suddenly care about talking to me about anything. And it was easy. But what precipitated that was the DeSantis team start pressuring people. Oh, you know, don't go with Trump. Don't endorse Trump when there's no relationship there. And then threatening members of Congress, not me, but there's other members of Congress that were threatened that if they endorse Trump, that DeSantis was going to primary them. That is not how leaders operate. You don't operate by fear. And I say, bring it on.
Wow. So DeSantis's gang, Shady Groove, they're basically contacting members of Congress and threatening to primary them if they endorse Trump. And that's a hat tip to Greg Stube and Donald Trump Jr. You know, I'm going to say something really quick, Shady. I'm getting tired of people that don't give the proper hat tips to the people that made the video. Like this is Triggered by Donald J. Trump, not Patriots in Control. All right. The watermarks are a little ridiculous. We are to share information. I want to make a different comment than you do. I can clip the video just as well as you can. Let's all work together and stop watermarking the damn videos. You see what I did, Shady? I just cropped it. This is the
good.
Leaders shouldn't operate that.
This is the proper hat tip, Don Jr. And then what you should do is put the full episode here should somebody want to watch it. Okay? I'm just tired of the ridiculousness. All right, Shady Groove.
I agree with that 100%. And Mr. Stroob said there would be very similar to maybe what's going on with Chip Roy and a few of the other quote-unquote MAGA candidates that got elected because of Donald Trump that are now acting like they're no longer a fan of Donald Trump, or that Donald Trump can't win. You're hearing all these narratives of, oh, well, he can't get independents, or he can't motivate the women on the right. He already has these people, everybody. They're lying to you. Do you think Ron DeSantis can pull 50K at a rally in a 24-hour notice? Not even close.
No, not even close. Ron DeSantis can't win. He won't win because you and everybody here understand the dire situation that we're under. We do not need a George Soros, big dollar funded, status quo, Jeb Bush, neoconservative idiot that can barely even, he doesn't even have a personality. He's my governor. And he locked us down for way too long. I remember I didn't even see my daughter for a month because we were listening to everybody. Everybody we were listening to, you know, and it was all crap. He closed the beaches. Sunshine kills the virus. But let's close the beaches because that's smart. Right, Ron DeSantis? Let's really get honest here, folks.
Let's leave open the casinos, the strip clubs and the pot shops while we're at it.
Yeah, let's do it. And yeah, we need those open and the rub and tugs.
Right. The church is closed.
The church is closed, though. I wanted to just touch on this before we get into the big why these big companies are doing it. You want to stay tuned for this. This is good. But guys, you know, we've got Russia just issued an arrest for Lindsey Graham. Okay, that was over the weekend. But do you remember, Shady Groove, do you remember Lindsey Graham? John, we don't say his name, McCain. You remember Amy Klobuchar. Remember that lady that testified on the Hill for the impeachment? Marie Yovanovitch, Shady Groove. Remember that? Sir. Remember those people? Well, they were planning this in 2016, just what, 17 days before Trump was inaugurated, guys. Here it is.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price. I believe you will win. I am convinced you will win, and we will do everything we can to provide you with what you need to win.
Я вірю в те, що ви виграєте, переможете. Я переконаний в тому, що ви переможете, і ми вам допоможемо всіма можливими засобами.
Це те саме гільзи з ворожих БМП, які розмальовані художницями.
З Новим роком, дорогі ви!
It is time for them to pay a heavy.
You know, you need to see what that is happening. You know, what's happening here is these are the Azov battalion. These are the Nazis. And you've got, you know, this. Let's remember this. What happens if Biden became president, knowing he, through Hunter plus one, took massive amounts of bribes to change? Look the other way. U.S. policy towards Ukraine in favor of Ukraine? Would Ukraine own and control the White House? Now, Shady, we have a debt ceiling limit, but we're promising $300 billion to Ukraine. Is this now a future proves past? This is what's happening, folks. And then, you know, Shady, before you go, let me just put this picture up of all of the people here. These are Yovanovitch. She was testifying against Trump in an impeachment about a perfect call in Ukraine. Do you think this is what they're trying to hide? Do you think Ron DeSantis knows anything about this?
I don't think, or another, maybe a part of it, you know, I mean, cooperating with it, because obviously they're trying to get him in there so they can perpetuate it. I think that it's very interesting that nobody in the legacy media finds this stuff interesting, considering we currently have them trying to kick off World War III because of these idiots' prospects over in Ukraine. Remember, Jeff, Donald Trump asked us for $5 billion to complete the southern border wall. He asked for $5 billion. Now this jerk in chief up there is asking you to give $300 billion to what? Secure Ukraine's border? Russia's already past the border, by the way. They're bombing in Ukraine all across the nation. They have their carte blanche. They're not being resisted. They're not being stopped. Ukraine is not winning. It's all a lie. And these rhinos right here are at the center of the reason that it's happening.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And, you know, now the world is seeing. We hope you're seeing this. You know, last night or the night before, I was watching a show with my last night. It was America's Got Talent, Shady Groove. And it's called America's Got Talent, yet there's people from the Philippines come in there, Japan. These particular people, there were three women from the Ukraine. And they fell three times and they virtue signaled and said, oh, let's let them pass and go through. They fell. They didn't successfully do their act. They didn't have talent. They fell. But they virtue signaled on America's Got Talent. Do you see how it's being rammed down your throat, guys?
Slava Ukraine!
No. 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 I don't want to.
That's what they're trying to do to you.
Real quick, I'd like to thank Richard Grinnell for retweeting me last night. This is breaking. I just unfollowed. I wasn't following him anyways, in full disclosure, Shady. I wasn't following Stu, just so you know.
I know that.
I just unfollowed Real Stu Peters, Richard Grinnell for the win. Mr. Grinnell outing the division tactic Stu Peters is using, quote, I don't want to silence him. Everyone needs to see his hate. He will be widely rejected. So that was actually retweeted by Richard Grinnell.
And he's right.
Shady Group. And he's right. You know, I don't think people understand. There it is right there. Richard Grinnell. I don't think people understand what freedom means, folks. I don't even think people in our movement understand what where we go one, we go all means. I don't think you understand, the people here do, you guys do, but in general, we're going to have gay people. We're going to have lesbians. We're going to have trans. That's what freedom is. You can do all that. You know, people don't understand what freedom is going to look like. You're going to see a lot of things that you don't like. But in a true capitalist society, Shady Groove, we have the right, if we don't agree with that, to buy from that said person or whoever you don't agree with. And that's what America is supposed to be, Shady. We're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to have competition. The better product wins. But we don't have that anymore, you know. We've got these agendas being shoved down our throats, and we're going to show you exactly why this is happening. This gentleman that we saw earlier today, Shady, but I want you to comment on what I've said so far, because I don't think people understand what freedom really is, Shady Groove.
I agree with you, and the reality of the situation is, like, what we're watching play out, we have created the largest, most diverse group ever assembled under one political party heading. The GOP right now for Donald Trump. That's where we're at. And that is what we have already done. That work is completed. Yes, they are the silent majority. Yes, they aren't out there running around burning and looting buildings. They don't need to. The reason that we don't need to is because we are sitting on roughly 5 trillion rounds, the silent majority. That's who we are as people. And this tent, this group that we have brought to the conservative party now under Trump, under MAGA, is unlike anything that's ever been seen. And you have the representation of every diversity group you could imagine within this movement, guys. And the idea that people like Stu Peters are still doing this divisive, divide and conquer type, oh, I've got to have my little piece of the pie over here and have my own little narratives over here to be different. That is not MAGA. That is not America First. And that is not part of this movement that we're working on, which is getting truth to people at the end of the day. That's what we're trying to do, show people what is really going on, not attack and demean and defame people who are actually at the right hand of the president of Donald Trump. Literally, you know, without Rick Grinnell, a lot of the stuff that we understand as the deep state wouldn't have not have gotten exposed. But Mr. That's Peters correct. Doesn't think that's relevant.
So what did Mr. Peters say? He says this madness has to stop, whether you agree with this or not. And you know what? Stu Peters rightfully has the right to say what he wants to say as well. Okay. This is freedom, but this is what freedom is. But he says this madness has to stop. Trump has homosexuals near the top of his campaign and administration. You cannot trust a sodomite like Richard Grinnell who finds the meaning of life at the bottom of a poop hole. I mean, what a crappy thing to say, you know, for lack of a better term. Yeah. And then so Twitter support, somebody says, how is this post? Is this post on this person allowing this on this platform? This is pure hate speech in every way you look at it, utterly shameful and repugnant. And Richard Grinnell says, I don't want to silence him. Everyone needs to see his hate. He will be widely rejected. And I reported on that. You know, and Richard Grinnell, thank you for the retweet. You know,
yeah.
You don't have to agree with it. But to divide the movement by somebody that was actually, you don't believe in the same thing maybe Mr. Grinnell believes in, and that's okay. But he did what was right for his country. And because you have strong feelings about something, which is okay too, Shady Groove, in a sense. I mean, if we're talking about what true freedom is, you know, Stu has the right to say what he wants to say, but it's about the effect of what he's trying to do. He's trying to split the MAGA movement. He's trying to, you know, do nefarious things for his own benefit, in my opinion.
I want freedom for everybody. I want freedom for everybody. I don't sit here and I don't project, and I don't think that everybody should believe the way that I believe. Everybody should think the way that I think. I think that a diverse realm of thought is very, very good for a free society. And people that are having those thoughts being of all different shapes and sizes in society is a good thing. I don't think that that you're going to do anything other than attempt a clickbait type scenario that Stu Peters is going for there. And I really would just wish that he would put it in his pocket and realize what we're actually doing is not about Stu Peters.
Yeah. Stu Peter.
It may make you.
The name, it may make you Stu Peter. What's interesting too is, like, you know, snake venom. And they used a Q term called watch the water. And it was artists. And that's when I lost it. I just,
it was
like,
so bad.
Anyways, he did lose a lot of followers last night. We're all mad. He lost a couple thousand. I don't know. I didn't count, but he lost a lot. All right. So why are companies doing this, Shady Groove? Why, you know, Bud Light, Target, North Face, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the answer is going to shock you. And I think, you know, Shady and I have talked about this before in regards to, let's take Bud Light, you know, the Bush family. They no longer own their company. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was sold. There was major controversy as to it being sold to AB InBev, which is out of Brussels, and they have headquarters all over the country. They have 6,600 beers. You know, they don't care about one little Bud Light, but they do care about their scores. And they do understand what communism is, but you don't. We don't. So let's just take a listen to this guy, Shady Groove. It's very good. You ready?
It's really good. Yep.
Here we go.
There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum. One is called CEI, one is called ESG, and one is called DEI. These initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum, the most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the big corporations. These corporations, unlike my business, actually depend on that financing 100%. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CEI, the ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding, so they can't operate their business. So you say, well, aren't these people smart enough to understand why they're destroying their business? They can't not do it, because if they don't do it, they won't get their funding, so they can't operate. So they have no choice but to do it. And then they drive their business into the dirt. And here's why that's happening, because the people who run these companies, the officers of the companies, are not the founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of caring about the actual brand removed, all right? So these people are college graduates who think they know a whole bunch of stuff because they have an advanced degree, and they are making decisions that are, you know, basically about the money and thinking that eventually people will adopt this and it will stop. But it's not going to stop, and it's not supposed to stop. This is what people are failing to do. What's happening is we are dealing with a communist insurgency that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public. What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people rejecting this initiative is actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity. So when you name these companies off, all of these companies represent America when you think of them traditionally. So now they're removing part of the identity, which is part of the communist process called demoralization. If there's less identity in America, there's less to fight for. which makes it easier to conquer. All right. Then on top of it, one of the goals of communism is to create two classes of people, very poor and very rich. And so what they're doing here is they are getting the American public to cancel their own companies that actually hurts their own neighbors who are good, hardworking American people. Because the people at Bud Light at the top are not the ones feeling the pain here. It's the delivery drivers. It's the hardworking red, white, and blue Americans that believe the same motherfucking shit that you all believe, who are getting fired or laid off or losing because of this. So they have run an operation to push this initiative down through the companies intentionally, where the companies cannot resist it because they're required to do so for their funding, knowing that the American people are going to reject it and destroy these companies, creating the lower class system that they're trying to create in the first place.
Wow. Well said. Bud Light, the distributorship had to lay off people because they laid off your neighbor, Shady Group. This is what they are doing to you. Okay. I mean, this is big. I mean, this is what they put you in a corner to support something or not. And if you don't, you hurt your neighbor. These people are smart.
They are. And this is a great example, an absolutely perfect example of problem, reaction, solution, and how they're manipulating you. And how they're manipulating all of us. You know, we've been saying this on the show for years now of what it is that they're doing. They're going in and they're trying to gaslight you. They're trying to make you angry. They're trying to make you mad. They're trying to make you look like something in particular so that they can weaponize that optic in the media over here and say and point to the people that are soaking up the media. Like, look, this is what we were talking about. This is exactly what we were talking about. And even more, how many times have we said on this show that we do not have a systemic racism, we have systemic corruption? What is systemic corruption? Systemic corruption is two tiers of justice, the haves and the have-nots, the two-class system. This is what we've been trying to say for years now. Pay attention to the class warfare, not the pretend race war. That's what's going on. That's what the Fed is really doing, and that's exactly what Donald Trump is actually fighting. He's not fighting a culture war. He's fighting for the sovereignty of America in all. Really. I mean, that's where we are.
You know, some people are saying Budweiser isn't American. I mean, it was American. We used to wait for the Budweiser commercials, the Clydesdales. You know, this is a part of Americana. It was. Harley Davidson has now got a new Budweiser can. Is that the death of Harley now? Target. My God, look what they're doing in Target. You know, it's just, they don't care about the NBA, the NFL, all American. You know, they're stuffing this down your throat so you hurt your neighbor. I mean, my God, this is how they brought in communism. This is how they do it. Shady Grove, this is the DEI. It's the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It's a program action team of Extension Committee and organization and policy. This is it, DEIextension.org. You get a rating, guys. Vast inequities exist among social, racial, and ethnic groups, touching lives across many sectors and impacting the quality of life. These inequities include income, educational attainment, healthcare access, food security, home ownership, and broadband connectivity. Each of these impact length of life, safety, security, and a sense of well-being for individuals and families in direct ways. As a result, the color of a person's skin or ethnic identity is a fairly good predictor of life outcomes, with Black, Indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC, consistently falling behind their white counterparts. Similarly, divides exists over issues of gender, religious affiliation, native language, and abilities, with each qualify having groups that are marginalized and others that are not. How do we change our nation's path forward so that marginalized individuals can securely achieve the quality of life standards with the same ease of those that are of a dominant group? So this is a DEI, a communities narrowing diversity and equity and inclusion. Equity and inclusion gaps can advance quality of life for all their members. You know, this is one of them, guys. This is, look who they work with, the Food and Drug. It's a national cooperative. Extension Resource, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. This is the foundation. This is the extension. They all have foundations for a reason. Stupid. This is it right here. This is guided mission, identifies and recommends action on emerging future groups, programs related to issues and delivery systems important to the extension system. Regularly scans the extension system to identify critical issues and determine if an issue requires rapid system-wide response. Promotes, supports, and manages National Extension Diversity Award, recognizing, honoring, and promoting inclusive programming for and with diverse audiences. I mean, this is garbage.
It's
the next one, Shady Group, is ESG. ESG is part of the UN, guys. Since 2020, there's been an accelerating pressure from the UN. These are not our government. We did not hire any of these people. We did not elect them. I didn't hire them. I didn't elect them. Did you?
I did not.
The term ESG was popular when it was first used in 2004 in a report, Who Cares Wins, which was a joint initiative of financial institutions and innovation of the UN. In less than 20 years, the ESG movement has grown from corporate social responsibility initiative launched by the UN into global phenomenon representing more than $30 trillion in assets under management, guys. In the year 2019 alone, capital totaling $17.6 billion flowed into ESG-linked products, an almost 525% increase from 2015, according to Morningstar. Critics claim ESG-linked products have not had and are unlikely to have intended impact of raising cost of capital for polluting firms. You know, get off, Shady Groove. This is not Americana. This is the CEI. The CEI is the Corporate Equality Index. Look at what happens when you go to their page, Shady Groove. Let me go to the, look at this, close. Look at this, Shady Groove. Look at this video they show you. I will aid and abet abortion. Look at this. Ukraine colors. I mean, wow. What is going on?
Mind control. That's what's going on.
Look at the Ukraine colors too. You see that, right?
Yep. Very yep. Flashy.
Yeah. Here's your congressional scorecard.
Your members of Congress are feeling the pressure from this. That's why they're acting like that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's malware in there. Look at this, guys. Let's see who about. Let's check out about. Leading the fight for LGBTQ plus rights. Our mission. Look at that. 3 million worldwide, 9 million HRCs digital across all platform, 40 years. Established in 1980 by Steve Endine, formerly known as the Human Rights Campaign Fund. And there's people poor and on drugs that are... America first, J.D. Groove.
America first, Jeff. And I see a comment, and I understand what you're feeling right now. And I saw a comment from Bonester out there saying, just sick of it. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, it seems. I understand that, but don't let that wash over you. Don't let that be what it is that drives you, because you are not. That is the exact mind manipulation they are trying to get you into, is that right there. That's what we're trying to get you out of. We're showing you this stuff not to make you more depressed and not to make you more angry even. We're just simply showing it to you so it makes you have more resolve. That's what we're attempting to engineer here, resolve. How do we resolve the problem? Yes, we can identify the problem, but moving forward, what is the solution to the problem? Do you think the solution to the problems that we've just been showing you here is Ron DeSantis? Do you think that the solution to the problems that we've been showing you is RFK Jr.? I say no and no. They aren't the answer. Neither of those two candidates even understand the conversation that needs to be had to correct these things. That is why we need to be so over the top in for Donald Trump. That is why we need to be supportive of him in public. We need to be supportive of him in private, in your private lives, people you talk to. Somebody walks into your house that you know and they start bashing on, banging on Trump. That you need to stand up and defend him. It is your responsibility to stand up and defend him, no matter how it ostracizes you, no matter how they think of you or perceive you in the future. That is called freedom of speech, and the ability to speak to others is given to you so that you can defend the undefended. Remember, they got you thinking that Donald Trump is like, you know, they've got it spun around, and they're all like, yo, we got to beat Trump. Trump is the underdog. Okay, let's not forget, Donald Trump is the underdog in this battle. He was the underdog in 2016, he was the underdog in 2020, and he's the underdog here. And why is he? Because the whole established order doesn't want him. They want what Jeff was just talking about. They want that. They want diversity. They want inclusion. They want equity. All of those things mean shut up. Don't speak about it. Why are they acting like this? Why are they're calling you a bully? Because you are using your words to mock people that are doing dumb things. So effectively, they're trying to stop you from telling people they're doing dumb things so the people doing dumb things continue to, and they can continue to engineer their narrative. Wow, what a concept. Mind control works, everybody. We're here to beat it, not wallow in it.
That's right. And here's another unelected body of, I would call them government, right?
Who will really command the fourth industrial revolution and its technology like artificial intelligence?
What's your sense of who's best placed at this time to lead the world into the fourth industrial revolution? Because you pretty much created this term. We're seeing the kind of technological strides that China has made with Huawei, with the 5G technology. Do you believe that this could potentially be China's time once again?
We should make here again a differentiation. On the one hand, we have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that state capitalism in the short term provides certain advantages because you can mobilize in a concentrated way a lot of resources to reach a specific objective. But I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with a social responsibility.
Social responsibility.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't own any stakes, if you're not a stakeholder, are you in society according to him?
Nope.
Is that not class warfare right there? Did he not just describe exactly what we were just discussing? Like almost verbatim?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Remember the guy said that they're not going to give up because they have to? Well, here's Bud Light giving LGBTQ organizations another $200,000 in donations. The company remains adamant in its support for LGBTQ-related events, despite nationwide boycotts and decline in their sale numbers. They don't care. But
and what would the organizations care? Be doing? What would they be doing? What would they be doing with the money? Like think about this for a second. Like, what would these organizations be doing if big corporations weren't giving them money like this? It wouldn't exist. They wouldn't be doing that. They sure as hell aren't out there raising money like campaign funds from you. So the only way that they're being funded is by this. But, oh, the foundation's for a reason, stupid.
Boy.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Let it sink in a second.
It's huge. Oh, wait, don't say that. That's one of the FBI terrorists. Red pill. Let that sink in.
I said it on purpose. I'm trying to get over here.
Let's go viral. Red pill.
Look into this. Look further into this or something like that. Wouldn't it?
For yourself. Yeah. That's another one.
Think
that's
for yourself. Right. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So.
God forbid you do that.
Yeah. So just real quick, just a little funniness. This is funny. This is GB News. Check this out, Shady Grove.
This is an urgent appeal to President Joe Biden. please don't deport Prince Harry back to the UK. You don't seem to want to deport him. Please don't make an example of him. There is a court case ongoing over the issue of whether or not Harry lied on his visa application about his drug use. Past drug use can be grounds to deny a visa application for the US. And in his book, where Harry admitted to taking cocaine, cannabis, and mushrooms. President Biden, we don't want Harry back. He's your problem now. He is a lying, whinging traitor who threw our royal family, his own family, and our country under the bus. He seems to hate everything about us. He's leached off the taxpayer his whole life, and now he thinks we still owe him something. He offers nothing to our country. We don't want it. In fact, I think if the US deport him, we should make him stateless. Burn his British passport. I will never forget the way he treated the Queen and Prince Philip in their final moments and the damage he is trying to do to our monarchy and, by definition, Britain. But, President Biden, my main plea to not return Harry is this. He would probably want to bring Meghan back with him. She has always been your problem. She is one of you. You created that monster, and we have suffered enough as a result. Please do not inflict whinge and ginge back onto Britain.
They don't want him either. I mean, you know,
I don't want him.
But you know, this is Q Post 620 on January 27, 2018. May is neutralized. May, which was the prime minister. MI6 SIS undergo house cleaning. Queen monarchs seeking shelter. Patience. These people are stupid. Q. So is Harry seeking shelter here in the U.S.? They don't want him. We don't want him.
Very, very interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
Consider, you know, that what you said, that was January, right? January of 18 on that post.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I remember it clearly. Yep. Pretty interesting to say. By the way, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv here in a couple of minutes. Thank you very much, Brighteon.tv. We love you very much. We're going to continue up to the top of the hour. We're going to take a 5-minute coffee break and popcorn. And we'll continue on rumble.com/MG show and Red State Talk Radio. Just go to redstatetalkradio.com or just use your spy device. Tune in to Red State Talk Radio or watch all the awesome episodes on Brighteon and then watch us later at rumble.com/MG show where the show is archived. All right, Shady Groove. Here we are. What do we do now? I mean, my gosh, we've got a lot of stuff happening with the memos, Shady Groove, with the FBI and Ray. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And Comey is out on a little book tour.
Yeah, he is. And it's very interesting, too, because we just passed that deadline with the FBI and Ray. And, you know, very, very funny how the media is spinning all of this, spinning it for the FBI, no less. Imagine that.
Imagine that. So if you recall, and we've got all the sauce for this, Rod Rosenstein was in the tax division in the DOJ from 2001 to 2005. The Clinton Foundation investigation was 2001 to 2005. Grand jury was impaneled. The Clinton Foundation failure to declare foreign donations in 2001 and 2003. Comey took over the investigation in 2002. FBI director in 2002, Robert Mueller. Oh, don't bite the hand that feeds you, guys. These people are all traitors.
They absolutely are. And they're desperate traitors now because they understand they're losing grip on the narrative. They see it. You know, they see people walking away from the narrative and they are panicking. That's the reason that they brought McCabe to CNN. That's the reason that they brought Psaki over. That's the reason that they're doing that. You know, they're trying to make you think as much as possible that the corruption that we are clearly seeing is not going on to the left. So they're showing the left that there's no corruption because they're putting this on TV, and then they're making us angry because they're putting these idiots up to lie in front of us. Very interesting way to divide the country, isn't it?
Yeah, very interesting. Breaking news. Listen to this, what this Fox guy said today.
It's Tuesday in New Hampshire. And of course, Iowa is where everybody starts. That's why DeSantis and Trump are there this week. We'll see if Chris
DeSantis. I love it.
It got in there. Trump is so brilliant at this, man.
DeSantis. I love it. So he's probably going to get fired.
He's probably going to be fired. Yes. I don't even think he noticed he said it.
So we got Representative Comer is vowing to hold the FBI director Ray in contempt, Shady Groove. Check this out.
Well, we're still drafting, but it's going to look very similar to what the Democrats did with Steve Bannon. I mean, that was a perfect example of a congressional committee holding someone in contempt of Congress. But for Director Ray to issue a statement,
it didn't matter for Lois Lerner, if my memory serves me, it didn't matter for Eric Holder and others that were held in contempt. You know, it seems like those rules only apply to conservatives, Congressman.
But we're going to do everything we can to hold him accountable, and we're not messing around. We've already demonstrated a pattern of behavior that would suggest this is a credible accusation, and we want answers.
And we demand answers.
We do demand answers. And just like we demand, remember, the whole country demanded answers from everybody on the Trump team. Everybody on the Trump campaign had to go in and testify.